Hello and welcome back to Claude Talks Español. I'm Ryan, your fellow learner.
Y yo soy Elvira. Your guide to beautiful Castilian Spanish. Hola a todos.
Today we're doing something really important, a spaced repetition review. We're going back to lesson 2, at work in Spain, tech and office life.
Exactamente. Spaced repetition means we revisit material used as you're starting to forget it, that's the sweet spot for locking it into long-term memory.
And honestly, I could use this review. Some of those phrases feel a bit fuzzy. Let's start from the beginning.
Perfecto. Ryan, I'm going to quiz you on the phrases from lesson 2. Some you may remember, some maybe not, and that's totally normal. Ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. First one. How do you say, I am a software engineer?
Oh, this one I know. It's Soy ingeniero de software.
Muy bien. Soy ingeniero de software. Soy griega ingeniero de software. Soy ingeniero de software. In Spain we borrowed the English word, software directly, it's used everywhere in tech.
That's reassuring. I was worried there'd be some completely different Spanish word for it.
No, no, technology vocabulary in Spain is very international. Okay, next, I work from Zurich in Switzerland.
Trabajo desde Zurich, EN. Switzerland. Wait, Switzerland in Spanish.
Good start. The verb is right, trabajo but Switzerland is Suiza in Spanish.
Of course. Suiza. So, trabajo desde Zurich, EN Suiza.
Perfecto. Trabajo desde Zurich en Suiza. Trabajo desde Zurich en Suiza. Beautiful. Note that Zurich keeps its accent mark in Spanish, Zurich.
Got it. Suiza. I'll remember it sounds a bit like Swiss, backwards almost.
Ah, that's a creative way to remember it. Now, how do you say, I have a meeting?
Tengo una reunión.
Excelente. Tengo una reunión. Tengo una reunión. You said that perfectly. Reunión is one of those words learners sometimes mispronounce, the stress is on the last syllable, reunión.
Reunión. Got it.
Now this next one is a longer phrase, I develop applications and write code.
Oh. I think it was desarrollo applications y escribo código.
Perfecto. Desarrollo aplicaciones y escribo código. Desarrollo aplicaciones y escribo código. You nailed it. Two verbs there, desarrollar, to develop, and escribir, to write.
Those two verbs are very useful as a software engineer.
Absolutely. Especially for Toby, soy ingeniero de software, desarrollo aplicaciones. It describes exactly what Edo is. Okay, next, I have to finish the code.
Tengo que terminar el código.
Muy bien. Tengo que terminar el código. Tengo que terminar el código. Tener que plus infinitive means to have to do something. It's one of the most useful constructions in Spanish.
Tener que, I have to. That's very versatile.
Extremely. Yo he use it all the time. Now, I am on a call.
I think it was. Estoy en una llamada?
Exacto. Estoy en una llamada. Estoy en una llamada. Llamada means call, a phone call or video call. If you want to say I can't talk, I'm on a call, you say, no puedo hablar, estoy en una llamada.
Oh, that's super practical. No puedo hablar, estoy en una llamada.
Perfect. Now, I work remotely.
Trabajo en remoto.
Muy bien. Trabajo en remoto. Trabajo en remoto. You know, working remotely en remoto became extremely common in Spain after the pandemic. Lots of people work from home or from other cities now.
Even from Zurich, like Toby.
Exactamente. And our last review phrase, this one is important for tech, there is an error in the system.
Hey, you an error in el sistema.
Perfecto. Hay un error en el sistema. Hay un error en el sistema. Hay H-A-Y, means there is or there are. And notice the double R in error in Spanish. Double R makes a strong roll sound. RR or R.
Error. That rolled R is always a challenge.
It takes practice. But you reviewed the late phrases really well today, Ryan. You only stumbled a teeny bit on Suiza.
I'll remember, Suiza, not Switzerland.
Exacto. Now, let's build on lesson 2. We have 8 brand new phrases that extend the same topic, work life, tech and the office in Spain.
Ooh, new material. Let's go.
Phrase 1, y have a deadline today. In Spanish, tengo una fecha límite hoy. Tengo una fecha límite hoy. Tengo una fecha límite hoy.
Fecha limite, that literally means limit date, right?
Exactly. Fecha is date, limite is limit. Together they mean deadline. You meet also here plazo that means deadline in the sense of a time frame. But fecha limite is very common in tech contexts.
Tengo una fecha limite hoy. I can already imagine saying this on a Monday morning.
Ah, yes, every Monday. Phrase 2, the app is not working. In Spanish, la aplicación no funciona. La aplicación no funciona. La aplicación no funciona.
Funciona, to function, to work. Like function in English.
Exactly, very easy to remember. You might also say, Nova it's not going, which is very colloquial in Spain. But no funciona is clear and correct.
La application no funciona. Got it.
Phrase 3, I need to restart my computer. In Spanish, necesito reiniciar el ordenador. Necesito reiniciar el ordenador. Necesito reiniciar el ordenador.
Wait, ordenada. That's the Spanish word for computer, right? Not computadora.
Muy bien. You remembered. In Spain we say ordenador. In Latin America they say computadora or computador. But in Spain, always ordenador. That's a key Castilian vocab point.
Necesito reiniciar el ordenador. And reiniciar is to restart, obvious from the English reinitialize.
Perfect logic. Phrase 4, I'm sending you an email. In Spanish, te mando un correo. Te mando un correo. Te mando un correo.
Correo, that means mail, right? Like an email is just mail in Spanish?
Exactly. Correo literally means mail or post. Correo electrónico is the full term for email, but in everyday speech in Spain people used say un correo or sometimes un mail. Yes, they borrow that English word too.
Te mando un correo. I'll use correo to sound more Spanish.
Muy inteligente. Phrase 5, let's have a video call. In Spanish, hagamos una videollamada. Hagamos una videollamada. Hagamos una videollamada.
Wow, videollamada, that's one long word.
Ah, yes. Spanish likes to combine words. Video plus llamada equals videollamada. The verb hagamos comes from hacer todo or to make, and it's a nosotros subjunctive, meaning let's do. Hagamos una videollamada, let's have a video call.
Hagamos una videollamada. That's a very natural work phrase.
Yo ella use it every week. Phrase 6, the project is almost finished. In Spanish, el proyecto está casi terminado. El project está casi terminado. El proyecto está casi terminado.
Casi, almost. Like casi sounds similar to quasi in English or Latin.
Great connection. Casi is almost, nearly. And terminado is finished, past participle of terminar. So the sentence uses star plus a past participle to describe a state. It is almost finished.
El proyecto está casi terminado. I love that one, very satisfying to say.
Muy bien. Phrase 7, my colleague is out of the office. In Spanish, mi compañero está fuera de la oficina. Mi compañero está fuera de la oficina. Mi compañero está fuera de la oficina.
Compañero, colleague or companion. And fuera de la oficina, outside of the office, like an out-of-office message.
Exactly. Fuera de la oficina is literally what you'd put in an out-of-office autoreply. In Spain this is very common in summer. Estoy fuera de la oficina hasta el 2 de septiembre. Spain takes August very seriously as a holiday month.
I've heard that. Almost everything in Spain closes in August.
It's true, many Spanish companies practically shut down for all of August. It's not a myth. If you try to reach a Spanish business in August, don't be surprised if no one answers.
Mi compañero está fuera de la oficina hasta agosto.
Ah. And last phrase 8, the meeting has been cancelled. In Spanish, la reunión ha sido cancelada. La reunión ha sido cancelada. La reunión ha sido cancelada.
Ha sido cancelada, that's the perfect tense, right? Has been cancelled.
Exacto. Ha sido plus past participle, ha sido cancelada, it has been cancelled. This is passive voice in Spanish. Very useful for work announcements.
La reunión ha sido cancelada. Best words to hear on a Monday morning.
Ah. Ryan, you've done brilliantly today. Before we close, let's do a quick cultural note about work life in Spain.
Yes. I've heard some wild things. Is the siesta real?
The siesta is real but exaggerated. In rural Spain or for older generations, perhaps. But in cities like Madrid or Barcelona, most office workers do not take a siesta. What is real is that Spanish working hours are later. Lunch meet be at 2 de la tarde, dinner at 9 de la noche and the work that can run from 9 de la mañana to 7 or 8 de la tarde with a long lunch break.
That's so different from Switzerland where everything closes at 5 p.m.
Very different. Toby lives in Zurich, where work finishes early and people are home for dinner at 6. In Spain, 6 de la tarde is practically still mid-afternoon work.
And you mentioned August holidays?
Yes, el mes de agosto is when Spain goes on holiday. Many businesses reduce to skeleton staff or close entirely. If you work with Spanish clients or colleagues, plan for August being very quiet.
Good to know. Okay, let's close with our 5 key phrases for today, a mix of reviewed classics and new phrases.
Perfecto. Here we go. Key phrase 1, trabajo desde Zurich en Suiza. I work from Zurich in Switzerland.
Trabajo desde Zurich, en Suiza.
Key phrase 2, tengo que terminar el código. I have to finish the code.
Tengo que terminar el código.
Key phrase 3, la aplicación no funciona. The app is not working.
La aplicación no funciona.
Key phrase 4, hagamos una videollamada. Let's have a video call.
Hagamos una videollamada.
And key phrase 5, la reunión ha sido cancelada. The meeting has been cancelled.
La reunión ha sido cancelada. Best phrase of the lesson.
Muy bien, Ryan. That's a wrap on our lesson 2 review. Toby, keep practicing these phrases. Say them out loud, use them in your daily work life, and they stick.
And remember, spaced repetition is the key. We'll revisit these phrases again in a few weeks to make sure they're locked in for good.
Hasta la próxima. See you next time.
See you next time. Adios.